Where's my bell? I mean, I can't have a parade without a bell. No. Oh, what's this? Oh, a baton. Well, that would be good for a parade. Let's see. Oh, I know my bell's in here. I just can't seem to reach it. Oh, oops. Hi there. Sorry, I didn't mean to ignore you. It's just that I'm so busy looking for my bell, because I'm going to have a parade. Yep, a me parade, a lunette parade. And I'm going to march around and around, and I'm going to ring my bell. That's if I can ever find it. Oh, and I'm going to twirl the baton. Watch this, Molly. See, I can do this. And this. Twirling this thing takes a lot of concentration. And when I have my parade, I can wave my arms like this. So that every clown will see me, because it's a me parade. And, ooh, kind of stiff. Well, I guess it's time to visit the clock rug. I can't ignore my promise to stretch every day. I can do almost anything better if I stretch first. Intermission in the me parade. Because all that parading makes a little clown pretty tired. Yep, so I'm going to have a teensy-eensy nap. Well, nighty-night. Molly. Hey, this waving gives me another great idea. I think it's time to dance. Come on.
And now it's time for Miss Lunette's Dance Academy.
Don't ask. Hey, what you got there, Molly? Neat. A whistle? That would be great for the Lunette Parade. Oh, can I see? Let me see. Not really loud enough. Not for a parade. For my parade to be just right, I need one more thing. Can you guess what I'm thinking of? It's big and round, and when you bang on it like this, boom, 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 it makes a really loud noise. Can you guess? Molly, don't tell. Well, can you guess? Oh, the suspense! Drum roll, please! Drum! Yay! Now, let's see what I can find to make music with it. Let me see. Oh. Pretty quiet drum. Drums are supposed to be loud. Perfect and loud. Yes! Boom, 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 boom. An amazing flag! It would be great for my parade. Can I see it? Thanks, Molly. A flag, a drum. I am now a one-clown marching band. Look at me! I'm marching! Look at me! I'm a one-clown marching band! Molly, you're not looking at me. Oh, see me, Molly! I'm marching! Yes, I... Molly, don't you want to look at my one-clown marching band? But Molly, the whole point of having a parade is so that clowns will look at you. Well, and dolls, too. Oh, well. Fine. You don't want to look at me. Well, I can't make you. Well, I bet Granny Garbanzo will want to see my parade. Yeah, come on. Let's go show Granny. Granny didn't know there was a parade coming, because I'm sure she'd be out here waiting for me. Ha! She'll think this is really cool. Let's see if she's home. Hi, Granny, look! I'm a one-clown marching band!
Oh, Lunetka, I don't have time today. I have to cook 10 pots of my cabbage chowder for my cabbage club meeting today, and I'm out of paprika.
But, Granny, I'm gonna put on a parade today.
Oh, not now, Lunetka. Got too much to do, and not enough time to do it all.
Oh, well, I guess she just didn't plan on watching a parade today. Oh, but wait till Major Bedhead gets here. Oh, he'll want to see my parade, and he'll really like my flag. I'm having a... Oh, hello, Snickle Fritz. Want to see my flag? Snick, are you listening to me, Snickle Fritz?
Wow.
See my flag! Oh. sorry. But, well, Granny doesn't want you chasing the birds anyway.
Wow.
Hey, instead, you can play with my flags, Nick. Want to? Here, come on, chase it.
Wow.
Oh, well, I guess every clown and cat is busy today. Oh, but when Major Bedhead gets here, he'll want to see my parade. I'm sure he will. Oh, here he comes now. Yippee!
Postcard for Lynette the Clown.
Hey, Major Bedhead.
No time. Let her run.
He didn't even stop long enough to see my flag. Guess he's really busy today, too. Oof. Oh, it's a postcard from my Auntie Macassar. She always has time to write to me.
Oh, hey, Lunette. No time to write today. I gotta catch the next train. So, have fun without me. Gotta go.
Have fun? All I want to do is have a parade for my friends. But every clown is just too busy. Too busy to talk to me. Too busy to even notice I'm here.
A ways away, there's a place where I long to be. Whispers of friendship. Ride the breeze and good company grows on trees. A ways away, there's a place where I long to go. A sunbeam of hope always shows that good company is always close. Though I'm lonely now, and I can't find my way, I know someone, somewhere, somehow, someday will show me the ways away to my dreams, a ways away. When at last I think I've found it, I catch a glimpse in the corner of my eye. I turn to let it guide my way, and then it fades. I'm alone and I cry. Oh, why won't someone, somewhere, somehow, someday show me the ways away to my dream? For when I find this place, I'll never be lonely again when I'm away.
Guess I'll just get my things and go back to the couch.
Lunette, wait! Don't go yet!
Major Bedhead, you're back!
Yep, I am! And look! I won first prize! That's why I was in such a rush before. I was in a race! Yep, all the clown couriers in Clown Town were having a race to see who could deliver their packages the fastest. And guess who won?
Yeah.
That's right! I did! That race was really important to me.
More important than me and my parade.
What you mean, Lunette?
Well, I thought I was important to you, and to Granny, and even to Snicklefrit.
Wow!
You were all too busy for me.
Well, Lunette, you are important to all of us. It's just that sometimes we don't have the time to show it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you, Lunette. Haven't you ever been too busy to pay attention to Molly?
Who, me? No way, never.
Never?
Never. Like today, when I was looking for my bell, and Molly was waving her arms at me.
Oh, really?
And then when Molly was talking about the dust bunnies, and she was trying to get me to notice her. Oops.
Sounds like Molly was trying to get a little attention from you, Lunette.
Oh, you're right. Gosh, I was so busy, I didn't even notice.
Attention, soup testers! I need testers! Hello there, Major Bedhead. Who wants to have a taste test of my super special cabbage chowder?
I do!
How about you, Lunetka?
Oh, no thanks, Granny. I think I'd better go back to the couch and pay attention to Molly.
Do you think it could perhaps use a little, paprika? And second thought, it's just perfect the way it is.
You bet your boots.
My boots?
Well, this one clown marching band better get marching back to the couch. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Oh, Molly looks really sad and neglected and lonely. Hello? Molly? Oh, Molly? Molly? It's me, Lunette. Remember me? Oh, Molly, Lunette's favorite dolly in the world? Molly, are you ignoring me? Is it because I ignored you? Oh, Molly, I'm sorry. It's just that sometimes clowns get busy and... Oh. No, Molly, I really did not mean to ignore you. Oh, you're really important to me. You're the most important doll in the whole wide world. To me, you are. And I'll always love you. Forgive me? Oh, thank you, Molly. And you know what? I'm sure there's something great that you would like to do together right now. Oh, got any ideas? A story? What a good idea! I love to read stories. Now if I can find my book. Oh! Here it is. And my glasses. Huh. There. Now what do we need, Molly? Oh, thank you. You are so smart. Isn't she smart? Yep, we need good light. Comfy? Okay, all set. Let's see now. What story? Oh, this looks good. This story is called The Mousewarming Party. In the town of Gruyere, in a great big house, lived a teeny little creature named Rutherford Mouse. Now, Rutherford's family, it was not very small, with grandpas and babies and sisters and all. This one sunny day, each mouse was so busy, hustling and bustling, they were all in a tizzy. Except little Rutherford, who had nothing to do, in the middle of what seemed like the old Gruyere Zoo. He said, "Wanna play house?" to his big cousin Jack. But Jack walked right past him without a squeak back. Rutherford asked Nana, "Can I help you to bake?" But Nana took a towel and just covered the cake. When Rutherford's brothers marched out to the yard, little Rutherford followed and blew his whistle real hard. But his brothers didn't hear it. They just hurried right past, picking dandelions, chickweed, and long blades of grass. Next, Rutherford Mouse waved his arms big and wide. But the rest of the mice just ran back inside. They left little Rutherford alone in the yard. Why does getting attention have to be so darn hard? So what's a mouse to do when no mouse knows he's there? He can pout, he can stomp, he can squeak, "I don't care." So Rutherford stomped up the stairs to his room. He slammed his bedroom door with a great big boom! "If no mouse wants me around," said Rutherford with a pout, "I'll make my own fun. I'll show them, no doubt." His favorite book was up on the shelf. He grabbed it and snuggled and read it himself. Soon Rutherford forgot his whole family of mice and how they paid no attention and how that didn't feel nice, 'cause he was reading his book, so he couldn't be blamed for ignoring the others when they called out his name. Oh, Rutherford, Rutherford, oh, won't you come, dear? But Rutherford was busy and just did not hear. At last, when his Nana found him under the covers, Rutherford closed his best book to be with the others. Rutherford noticed streamers right in front of his eyes. His house was all decorated. It was such a surprise. Rutherford's family was gathered all around, and little mouse voices made a wonderful sound. Happy birthday, Rutherford! It's a party for you! For me, wondered Rutherford. Can this really be true? So that's why my family were as busy as bees. They were all really busy making a party for me! The end. Oh, thank you, Molly. Lucky Rutherford. All those mice were busy making a surprise party for him. Oh, I like the part where poor Rutherford, when he was being ignored, he was waving his arms up in the air trying to get their attention. Like, hey, who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? I can't ignore it. Well, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Wow! All that waving my arms and marching around and waving the flag has got me pretty tired. Yes, Molly? Yes again, Molly? Oh, okay. Yes? Oh! You got me! Whoa! Some dollies don't know when to let go when they're hugging, but that's okay. You know, while I'm down here, I think I'll have a little nap. Well, see you again soon. Bye-bye.
And the clown jumped over the moon.